The site of Sunday's shooting in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood has turned into a shrine and a gathering place for people remembering Robert Robinson Jr. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The 17-year-old senior at Cleveland High School was killed in a drive-by shooting Sunday afternoon. At a vigil on Tuesday, mourners said Robinson was a good kid who was happy to be graduating in a few months. Neighbors said they don't think of the corner of 15th and South Forest as a dangerous spot. They called the killing senseless. Dev Will Turner is Robinson's cousin.
It ain't right.
No, ain't right.
He wasn't out here gangbanging, selling dope.
Nope.
Carried a gun. He didn't live by the gun. He did not deserve to die by the gun.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
It ain't right.
Michael Gabriel Christos was Robinson's caseworker in Seattle's Youth Violence Prevention Initiative.
Once you get to know these kids, you get to see the real side of them. And he was a good kid, man, like a really good kid. He would see me in public with his friends and walk up to me and be like, yo, Mike, how are you doing? We'll show you how much he cared about you in front of anybody. I'm just going to miss him, you know?
Angela Davis lives in the Rainier Valley. She serves on the African American Community Council that advises the Seattle Police Department.
Our young people should not have to grow up thinking that this is business as usual.
Yes.
It is not business as usual. It is not okay. Another life is gone.
Amen.
This should be the beginning of the end. Mm-hmm.
Robinson's father came to the service. He didn't speak, but he brought a poem to be read. Tears streamed down his face as a group of ministers laid hands on him and prayed. He then walked home alone. Cleveland High School will hold another vigil at the school Thursday night at 6:30. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.